Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. The Queen has reportedly extended an olive branch to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle by inviting them to the Platinum Jubilee celebrations next year. The plan is for Harry and Meghan to join royals next summer at Trooping the Colour and the Queen's official birthday parade in London. A source says, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex have been invited and I'm sure the Queen is very much looking forward to seeing them there. Whether Harry and Meghan would join Her Majesty on the balcony will be decided much nearer the time. But the source adds, there's a limit to how many family members should be on it, and I would have thought that working royals who contribute to the family would be higher on the list than the Sussexes. Celebrations to mark the Queen's 70 years on the throne will last all next year and include an extra four-day bank holiday from June 2nd through 5th. The Mirror shared some of the recently revealed details for the event. Giant dragons the size of London buses. Beasts as tall as three-story houses, and more than 5,000 military, NHS heroes and performers will come together next year to celebrate the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. Marching bands, giant puppets and circus acts will also form part of the spectacle as central London will come to life with colour, street theatre and dance in honour of the Queen's long reign in what has been described as something of a reopening ceremony for the United Kingdom. Sunday's pageant will comprise of three acts, with the first seeing both serving troops and veterans take part in a march along the Mall in front of Buckingham Palace. The second act, entitled Celebration, will feature a puppet dragon larger than a double-decker bus with a wingspan the width of the Mall. Others taking part will include a trapeze artist suspended underneath a huge balloon printed with an image of the Queen, as well as acrobats and other performers. The specially written fairy story, There Once Is a Queen, by renowned author Sir Michael Morpurgo will be brought to life through artists on the day. The pageant will have a nod to every decade of the Queen's reign and feature horses and corgis to reflect her passions. Through the fusion of ceremonial and pageantry with razzmatazz and festival, we intend it to create a spectacle that is at once energizing and memorable and a fitting tribute to the Queen. Details of the pageant's third act, the finale, are being kept secret for now. The pageant will be privately funded, organizers said, through a mix of corporate partners, business, and individuals. Robert Lacey, promoting his new book, claimed that friends of Harry noted a combination of self-promotion and self-pity that characterizes Meghan. Writing in the Daily Mail, Mr. Lacey claimed some of Harry's friends said, Meghan can be a 500% nightmare, the never-ending PR. She's just so American. Lacey also says, Prince William reportedly branded Meghan Markle as that bloody woman who was merciless to staff. According to one of my sources, it's been pointed to him that everyone has a difficult sister-in-law. William's response was to nod his head in sage acceptance, then suddenly he broke out angrily, but look at the way that bloody woman treated my staff, merciless. Lacey suggests that it may not be Harry that is the one standing in the way of reconciliation. What's interesting is that on one side we've got William, who doesn't seem prepared to concede anything. And on the other side, friends have told me that Harry wouldn't mind reconciling, and that it's Meghan who is sticking to her guns on this issue. It should surely be possible for both sides to say the past is the past. It's very regrettable that Meghan doesn't withdraw just a little. Why can't she say it was the pressure? I was getting used to this incredibly complicated system. I was just pregnant. I couldn't sleep. I was wandering about all night firing off emails. Perhaps in retrospect, I went over the top about it. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Lacey's book says Prince George was told on his 7th birthday that someday he will be king. Lacey writes, from George's earliest days, William made no secret of his wish to spare his firstborn the casual initiation or non-initiation that he felt he suffered as a child. Lacey reports that the image of the four monarchs, which George posed for alongside the Queen, Prince Charles, and Prince William in December 2019, was taken without little George understanding its significance. William's aim as a father, the prince stressed, was to give his son a normal family upbringing, enabling the monarchy to stay relevant and keep up with modern times. And if you're ever offered a royal title, make sure it isn't one that is dumb. The Mirror writes, Meghan and Harry rejected the Earl of Dumbarton title for Archie as it contained dumb. The Sussexes are believed to have been against the Dumbarton title as they were worried that Archie could have been bullied over dumb. It comes as it is being debated if Archie will ever be named a prince. Both of the Sussexes felt that he could get picked on, and it was possibly also a nod towards later living in the US as dumb is slang for daft, which is more often used by Americans. A Telegraph source said, they didn't like the idea of Archie being called the Earl of Dumbarton because it began with the word dumb. They were worried about how that might look. Another insider claimed it wasn't just Meghan who pointed out the potential pitfalls, it also bothered Harry. The Earl of Dumbarton title was created for Lord George Douglas in the peerage of Scotland in March 1675 for his efforts fighting in the Franco-Dutch War. Lord Dumbarton was also made Lord Douglas of Ettrick, and following the death of his only son, who was unmarried, the titles became extinct in January 1749. They were recreated by the Queen as one of two subsidiary titles for her grandson Harry when he married Meghan in May 2018. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.